Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, MAGA Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the American Redoubt, the land of patriots. Oh, good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, yeah, we've got some great things to cover with Trump, and you know, this is the whole scenario. All the way around him is always going to be about election fraud.
Right.
You know, it's that, you know, when you think about Trump, that's the name of the game. Him against the communists equals massive election fraud on their part.
Yes.
Every possible chance they can get. And we've got a clip after the break where journalists have actually done like undercover spying on these Democrats that are getting paid beaucoup bucks to deliver fraudulent ballots.
Yep.
And so can't wait to get to that because all sorts of things get connected in that clip.
There sure are. And you know, we talked yesterday about Biden recognizing this trans visibility day on Easter Sunday of all times.
Right.
And but the contrast to that, Trump delivering his speech, and we've got that clip too, we're going to be playing. Night and day difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Night and day difference in the world, in world stability, in crime, in our country being invaded. Night and day difference. So here's the thing. If you want to experiment with Marxism, socialism, the Democrat Party and their policies versus conservative, traditional Republican MAGA policies, we've got now a contrast and a comparison between 4 years of Trump and 4 years of Biden.
No kidding.
I mean, it really comes down to that.
Yep.
They always say, the reason why communism failed before is because they didn't do it right. We're going to do it right. It's like the 44th president, who shall not be named, says they didn't inject enough money into it, that it needed. So it didn't, couldn't keep it alive until it could take on its own life.
And that's
communism.
Exactly how a business, a corporation thinks, isn't it? You know, that's what you call a business plan, where you keep shoving money into it for the first 5 years until it actually grows legs and takes off on its own.
Right.
Well, that is exactly how a communist thinks, because communism is governance. The difference between governance and government is governance rules from the top down, like a corporation. Right?
Huh.
Government rules from the bottom up, like America and capitalism.
Well, and the other difference, though, is that businesses produce something.
Right,
they offer goods or
right.
services, and if people don't want it, they don't last.
Right.
The problem with government, they don't produce a thing. They drain the life out of you.
Right.
And they act like they're pompous, important people that don't. Most of them have never had a real job.
Well, just like Marx himself. Karl Marx, his entire life, never had a single job. He was a freeloader, living off of people. Even in his very last days, he still didn't own his own house. He's just living off of people.
Right.
And boy, that is like the nemesis to America.
Yeah.
You know, America comes from hardworking stock. You know, we know that. The more you work, the harder you try, the better off you'll be.
Right.
You know, and communism is the exact opposite. Is how much can you freeload off of somebody and how much can you steal?
What's interesting is to see these Democrat-ran cities crying and whining about the illegal immigrants, the invaders.
Right.
you know, starting off saying we're a sanctuary city, you can come here and we won't let anybody harm you. We will not turn you over to ICE. We will. Now they're begging them to leave.
Right.
You know, except for New York, where they're cranking out millions of dollars in debit cards.
They're trying to lure them to other cities that offer them more things. It's you know, you've got one city, it's like Chicago gives you way more. You know, maybe you guys should hop on the plane and go to Chicago.
Right.
And you know, I'm sorry, but that's funny.
Because that's not the plan. The plan, they're supposed to go to all these red states and then vote. It's blown up in their faces. So now on a more serious note, things are really picking up in Israel. And if you didn't hear, yesterday they bombed Israel, fired several missiles at Iran's consulate in Syria, in Damascus.
Right.
So things are definitely escalating there. And this was a military target. These were all military leadership that are overseeing all of the rocket attacks, terror activity attacking Israel.
Right. Yep.
And so now Iran and Hezbollah are saying they vow vengeance. Iran says that there will be a decisive response. And so things are ratcheting up. Israel's military is at its highest alert level right now.
Wow.
And so things are going, like we said, 2024 is going to be sporty.
Yeah. Just take time today to pray for Israel. Pray for you know, that God keeps his hand over them and blesses them because we love the Jews, that's why, and because they are they're God's chosen people, and if you bless them, you will be blessed. If you curse them, you will be cursed.
So. Not only that, Israel has a special place in God's heart.
Yep.
And he's got a plan with Israel unlike any other nation on earth in history. And we know how it's gonna play out,
right?
And so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, definitely pray for Israel. And you know, that spillover from that is gonna drag us into it, and you know, everything else. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. Well, it was interesting because on our channel the other day we were discussing somebody was describing how there's different interpretations of the Bible. So many, in fact, that he was questioning the legitimacy of all of it, right? That, you know, there's such broad interpretation taken from one language to the next. And so we were discussing more or less that the real way to get to the ultra truth of the Bible is to take Hebrew and read the Bible in Hebrew if you're so inclined.
Right.
Because then you get all three levels of each word. Every single word you get the numerical representation,
yes,
which has a meaning.
Yep.
You get the pictorial image
pictogram
of each letter in the word, and so each letter adds up to be a picture in each word.
Right.
And then so you put all of these together in sentences, and so it becomes like a three-dimensional language.
Yeah.
It's ultra incredible. And so, you know, we were talking about that, and that I had taken Hebrew from a Cohen, a guy with the last name of Cohen, who was a Hebrew teacher right there that lived right there in Jerusalem. Well, lo and behold, you guys are going to be very interested to hear that the word of the day has something to do with that. It's a random turning. And so I thought that was very interesting.
It is.
And especially pertaining to that discussion that we were having on our channel.
Okay, so, good. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So the word of the day today, now you mentioned Hebrews, but a lot of the, especially the New Testament, was written in Aramaic and Greek.
That's right.
And you know, there are, we have discovered several Greek speaking pastors, Bible scholars that have, they're majored in Greek.
Right.
And so it is really fascinating to hear someone who knows Greek or Aramaic teaching the Bible, and then we'll go deep into the certain parts that are have a hard, you have, it's difficult in English to fully convey what the author was writing.
Right.
And so that's pretty neat. And, you know, thanks to YouTube and other, you know, the internet, we have access to those people that you'd never be able to sit in their church because there's, you know, 30 of them and they're spread out in different countries or all across the country.
Right.
So, you know, from in that respect, technology is really just...
We are so blessed in this era.
Our listening audience is, you know, overseas across the United States, and we're able to talk to people we'd never otherwise be able to reach. Even when we were on the radio broadcasting out of Spokane, you've got a limited number of people you can reach. So this is pretty cool.
And, you know, when we were looking at the different nations that are listening to our show regularly, we noticed that Argentina isn't on it.
What?
Yeah. We don't have any listeners in Argentina, which we happen to be very fond of right now.
Well, we should I'll put in a call to Malay and say,
you know,
hey.
Yeah, you know, after we talk to Trump, we'll ask him to, spread the word for us.
There you go.
Oh, boy, there's some wishful thinking.
Okay, so let's get to the word of the day, and I'm looking forward to it. This is we're out of this series, the Ezra series, and the Repentance Week.
That's right.
And the Repentance event. So.
Yes. And looking forward to the very kind of almost nerve-wracking event of the 8th coming up. So we're heading into that. Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Exodus chapter 28, verses 1 through 14.
Exodus.
And we're actually going to read this whole chapter because it's just really cool. And so it reads under the title, Garments for the Priesthood. Now take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with a spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments, to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest. The ephod. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. It shall have two shoulder straps, joined at its two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the intricately woven band of the ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone, in order of their birth. With the work of the engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, you shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall set them in settings of gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold, and you shall make two chains of pure gold like braided cords, and fasten the braided chains to the settings. And that's it for today.
Oh, okay.
And what's
interesting?
It is interesting because what he's describing is he wants a very finely dressed priest to minister to him, to the Lord.
Right.
Can you imagine being designated as the priest that's going to minister to God? I mean, right?
And chosen by name.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
God picked me.
He picked you.
Wow.
You and your sons. Oh, holy cow. There's no pressure.
No, don't screw it up.
Oh, dear. Okay, so in the Bible notes, it starts out, it says, Aaron's garments were different from those of the others because he was the highest representative. all others were subordinate to him. As high priest, Aaron was Israel's chief representative before God. Conversely, he was God's representative before the people. Huh. And so it also describes that Aaron was a type of Christ, who is our high priest. And it carries on to say that the ephod was an elaborate four-piece vest-like garment by which Aaron symbolically bore Israel on his shoulders in God's presence.
Hmm.
How fascinating.
Yeah.
How fascinating. And that it's symbolic of you're carrying them on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You're responsible for them. And just like every good shepherd does, you know, he takes responsibility for his flock.
Right.
And so as high priest, well, as any priest, any pastor, they're responsible for their flock.
That's right.
And they carry the responsibility of all of them on their shoulders. So it's just a great symbology. I love it.
Yep. I love it too. That's pretty cool. Any other takeaways or Bible notes or word?
Nope. That's it. Oh, well, other than kingdom dynamics here describes authority, leader traits. Moses's authority came from God with direct revelation, while Aaron's came from his office through God's appointment. Moses had no special garments, but Aaron needed holy garments, which endowed him with glory and beauty. Aaron's office and his attire was essential in designating his authority over the people, while Moses had none of these trappings. He was humble and self-effacing, yet at crucial moments of decision, he was powerful and authoritative. This dual type of spiritual authority causes misunderstanding and at times even conflict. However, there is no confusion in God's order if we will see that there are both types of leaders in the Bible, and both are necessary in a healthy, balanced church or organization. Every strong-willed, highly popular visionary or prophetic type needs an Aaron, a priest type who will minister more directly to the needs of the people.
Oh, yeah.
The level of apparent authority should not be held in competition, but seen as complementary. I'm glad you asked for more, because that's actually really cool.
That is cool.
That describes two totally different types of leaders.
Yes.
One is well-spoken, has to wear the ultra-fine holy clothing.
Right.
Right. The other one is more shoots from the hip, and he's humble but powerful.
Yes.
Like a meek. He's a meek person and manages to pull off everything that's needed to do, you know, by the Lord, other than taking credit for the rock split, right? But yeah, interesting.
Very cool.
That's even better.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And once again, that was
Exodus chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And praise God.
Got it. All right. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and take a break then. Hey, if you guys have a business or a ministry or have a website for any reason, check out TLC Web Hosting. You have to have your website hosted someplace. Well, the folks at TLC Web Hosting taking great care of us for many years and has always kept our websites safe, protected, and on the air. And so check them out. They're Christian Patriot owned right here in the American Redoubt. It's TLCWebHosting.com. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Christian Nationalist Patriots. This is The Morning Commute, segment 2 here, The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, good morning. Welcome back.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday. We've got this clip here to share with you that is a just stark contrast between the disgusting action of Biden and the very relevant and much appreciated action of Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and listen to this short clip that we have that explains it all.
We remember the suffering and death of God's only Son and his glorious resurrection on the third day. On Easter Sunday, we proclaim with joy, Christ is risen. We remember the suffering and death.
And that wasn't us that cut it off either. That was the clip that we had was cut off like that. Unfortunately, I would like to have heard the rest of what he had to say. But, you know, in segment one, we talked about the contrasts and comparisons. The individual that is occupying the White House right now, totally opposite end of the spectrum there. I didn't hear anything about Christ or his resurrection. All I heard was Transgender Visibility Day.
Right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And
but yet they know. It's not like they are just lost and woke. They know that that causes the destruction of a nation. They know for a fact, which is why they're doing it. This is a coup. This is a communist
right.
coup, and their goal is to bring this nation down. And so, of course, they're going to pull such disgusting shenanigans like that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's along those, speaking of Trump Tuesday, things that would never be allowed, and the contrast and comparison is right now with the Chinese, more and more Chinese are just, they just had a situation in California.
Right.
A Chinese national, and we saw this come up on police frequency like the end of last week. A Chinese national was arrested at 29 Palms Marine Base and wouldn't leave. So they arrested him. And, you know, we've had multiple cases.
He was attempting to run the gate. And so what one guy expected to do once he got in there, we don't know.
Well, I strongly suspect that this is, it's all about intelligence.
Right.
And they're operatives. We've had multiple cases where also the military.com picked up remember what, last year or the year before, Chinese nationals posing as tourists accessing
right.
a military base and saying, oh, we have reservations here at the hotel, when they don't. Other Chinese nationals, there have been 100 times, Chinese nationals who sometimes pose as tourists access U.S. military bases and other sensitive sites around 100 times in recent years, according to an exclusive report by the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, several members of Congress have expressed their concerns about this too. But, you know, you disregard directions, instructions, commands by military police, you run through the barricade, you get arrested, and this is the mission.
Right.
This is when you as an intelligence operative, you deliberately get captured. You do something that, you know, he's an illegal alien. He's
right
here illegally.
Right.
They turned him over to Border Patrol, but the mission was already accomplished.
Yep.
The accomplishment is to get inside the military base, get arrested, make precise notes on the security,
yep,
their procedures, their chain of command, how they, everything, the layout of the facility where they held you, everything related to security documented.
Right. How long it took them to accomplish that arrest, et
right,
cetera.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you know they're just going to let him go.
Yep.
Right. And it doesn't matter. He did exactly what he came there for. This That's is what right. I believe. Because This is happening a lot, and everything is a battlefield to the Chinese Communist Party.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And was it a Chinese national that also tried to run the FBI headquarters?
Good question.
They haven't said who that was that attempted to do that. Coincidentally, that they happened both at the same time. You know, I'd have to say there had to be some sort of coordination there. And
well, within a few days of each other anyway.
That's yeah. right. And, you know, and also the two huge ships running into bridges at, you know, within a few days of each other
right.
as well. These, you know, and what we've been seeing is here we had all of these train derailments, all of these,
yes.
you know, trains that are carrying, you know, highly toxic gases or liquids or whatever. And right. suddenly they're all being derailed. What a coincidence.
Food processing plants, yep. one after another, bursting into flames or having an explosion or...
Right. They're going in groups. And
yeah.
so clearly the mission, whoever's sending them, it's not too hard to figure out, but whoever's sending them is saying, now attack food production. Now attack trains. Now attack ships.
Yes.
Now attack military bases, FBI or intelligence headquarters. These are coordinated, instructed attacks.
Right. Yeah. It is. We better be treating it like that. And a lot of people are. I'm hearing members of Congress point this very same thing out. But the problem is nothing is being done about it.
That's right.
We're not acting like we're being invaded. We're just pointing and saying, hey, we're being invaded. And Lord help anybody who tries to protect their own country or their own property. This rancher down there who shot one of the invaders in self-defense, and this regime, they've got him locked up still. And this elderly rancher who was being overran by people breaking the law ends up having to defend himself, and now he's facing prison for it.
Right.
It's just... This is atrocious.
Yeah, and see, that's how you know this is a coup.
Yeah.
When the criminals are getting away with whatever they want, and the nation's people, the citizens, are being accused of crimes that aren't being committed. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you have the right to defend yourself from anybody, not to mention a foreign invader, you know,
yep.
of course you have the right to defend yourself, the right to defend your property from anybody.
Sure.
And so to suddenly make that a crime? Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely in a coup.
Yep. No doubt.
And so, yep, without a doubt. Well, and we've got this clip here, speaking of congressmen, from Marjorie Taylor Greene,
oh, yeah.
who makes a very, very important point that we want to elaborate on. But when she's describing what House Speaker Johnson has done to this nation, she covers a couple different topics that we want to point out. So go ahead and listen to what she has to say.
Congresswoman, you are making a strong, principled argument, and so I hear you on that. Let me ask you about the politics of this, because the criticism here is that if a motion to vacate ever came, that you could have Democrats all voting for Hakeem Jeffries, and you've got some rhinos, lots of them, and maybe at least a handful. If they side with Democrats, you have Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House. That's the danger.
That is, you know, I want to know something. That is the twist and the spin that everyone is trying to throw out at me on this. But let me tell you, it's a math. Yeah. This is simple math. The more Republicans like Mike Gallagher that resign and leave early, guess what? That means we have less Republicans in the House. So every time a Mike Gallagher or a Ken Buck leaves early, that brings our numbers down and brings us dangerously closer to being in the minority. It's not Marjorie Taylor Greene that is saying the inconvenient truth and forcing everyone to wake up and realize Republican voters are done with us doing this kind of crap that we did last week. And they are fed up with speakers of the House and Republicans that go out and campaign and make all these promises and then turn around and stab their voters in the back. Because that's what Mike Johnson did on Friday, and that's what he led our conference to do on Friday. I am not going to be responsible for Hakeem Jeffries being Speaker of the House. I am not going to be responsible for a Democrat majority taking over our Republican majority. That lies squarely on the shoulders of these Republicans that are leaving early because they don't have the intestinal fortitude to handle the real fight and the responsibility that comes with leadership at the end of our republic when our country is nearly destroyed and when our Constitution is being rammed through a paper shredder. So no one is going to blame that on me. David, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I will be so careful and responsible with this. You want to know why? I care about our majority. I'm one of the few Republican members in the House that has actually paid all of my dues to the NRCC. And I did that because I want the majority. And I want the majority next Congress. And I will fight for it. But I am not going to be silly, you know, nilly-willy, or be irresponsible with this motion to vacate. I will bring it to a floor at a time that I think is needed or responsible or a good time to do it. But this is a pink slip. Johnson is on notice, and our conference needs a new Speaker of the House.
That last sentence, Congress needs a new Speaker of the House, is really what it comes down to.
Oh, absolutely.
This individual, Mike Johnson, also pushed and got approved the funding for a new FBI facility.
Exactly.
The same FBI that was behind this fake Russian dossier, the same FBI that is calling moms domestic terrorists for going to board meetings.
Behind the raid of Mar-a-Lago.
The raids on Trump. I mean, this... The opposite is what should be taking place. They should be defunded.
Yep.
They don't need another dime.
Right.
And we just saw the video of this car trying to ram through the FBI facility and got stopped. It was like state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line access points there. Yep. You know what? Use what you've got.
Yeah, I'd say you have more than you should have, to say the least.
They shouldn't. You know what? Don't even snivel for another dime. You shouldn't even exist. And then to come and ask for more for a new state-of-the-art facility.
And then they get it through somebody that calls themselves a Christian Republican? Are you kidding?
Zelensky must be so irate right now because that's money he could have used.
Oh, my gosh. And Biden was going, well, I was hoping to get at least a quarter of that into my pocket.
Right. Well, he'll put a quarter, 10%.
You know, 25%, meaning not a quarter.
Right. Exactly.
She makes a very, very prominent and important point that if Republicans keep leaving early, then we will lose the House.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And, you know, it's true. I mean, for instance, I am running because Kathy McMorris Rodgers threw in the towel, and Marjorie Taylor Greene points out that now that the country is tanking, the country is being overran, and we're losing it, we're just about ready to see the light shut out in America.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of the plan. Look at some of these Congress members of Congress that are leaving are rhinos.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, they're playing for the other side, so this rolls right into their...
That's right. And that also brings up another good point is all of the Democrats that have entered into the race against, you know, the Republicans here in Eastern Washington for District 5 are extremely well-funded.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. And there's, you know, a whole herd of us that are running for the Republican side, and all of, well, you know, some are better funded than others, but just the fact that there's heaps and heaps available for the Democrats running.
And the ones that are best funded are the ones you don't want in there.
Exactly.
It's more of the same.
Yep. Oh, and well, it's even
whoever
worse.
The state level Republican Party is pushing for, that's who you don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. You never side with that person because they're rhinos.
That's right.
And so, you know, it is interesting. It is. It sounds exactly like a tactic that, you know, all of the rhinos will help the dinos bring the nation down. And when it gets to be the critical moment, everybody's just going to throw in the towel and say, oh, no, I'm not going to run again, and disappear. And so, yeah, that's critical.
Suspicious.
That's critical.
Yeah.
So
what's really going on around here?
We're not sure. We better ask somebody.
All right. So I think that's a wrap. I think that's no. There was this Democrat getting busted on camera.
Yes. Oh boy. Yeah, because this is very important.
This was
a couple different journalists actually
investigated
this criminal. And well, you could just listen to it. It's all recorded, and so we'll let you listen to what they have to say.
How many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at, I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes, top the ticket, eager, Biden.
If not more. I'm not going to overpromise, because remember, We're 16 days till election day. You give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 up front, 5,000 votes.
That's right.
Cash.
Yeah, I'm getting the Biden vote out, but I mean, I'm not going to do it for free. In other words, if they don't pay me, I'm like, excuse me, I don't. That's another worry I don't have to worry about.
You said it was like $5 or $8 per vote. How many votes? I mean, how much are we looking?
There we are, right there, making the deal.
Yep, that's right. And let's point this out, too, that this is Raquel Rodriguez, who is a consultant for the GOP House candidate Mauro Garza, and also for a GOP Senate candidate. Mm. And so this is not a Democrat. This is for the GOP. And so, you know, these are the rhinos. These are the people that
never Trumpers.
Yeah, exactly. And it says, you know, it says that the Democrats continue to cheat. It's the only way they can win. But it is the rhinos are doing it too, because they're all part of the same ilk.
Right.
So, you know, it's it goes across the board. And what they just boiled down here are figures that ends up looking like just about $10 per vote, which is precisely what we had covered a week ago when Putin described that you can buy as many votes as you want in the United States to win an election at $10 per ballot.
Oh, he wasn't too far off.
He wasn't far off at all.
Right. He didn't factor in Bidenomics, though. It's probably
it's gone up $2 since he last recorded that a week ago. And so, yeah, how fascinating. Obviously, their intelligence works.
They know stuff.
Yep. And so clearly, that's the cost of the United States right there. $10 per vote.
Unreal. Well, Sad that this is where we're at, and we have the most critical election facing us in our nation's history coming up in November. And that's if we can make it to November 3rd.
That's right. Yep.
You know, and with everybody intact and alive.
Right. So we'll just have to see about that.
Well, keep the nation, keep our republic in your prayers as well. But we'll go ahead and sign off. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. You be safe out there and be blessed. And we'll talk to you then.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.